Typically, there are two or three forecasters on a shift at the office in Mount Holly, New Jersey. Gary Zatowski worked there for 19 years, and he endured shutdowns himself, though not for this long.
The day-to-day forecast, those should not be affected. That should be, people should be working as they would if it wasn't a shutdown.
He says aside from the obvious financial impact on employees, the biggest problem is training, which gets put on the back burner during a shutdown. So does long-term forecasting. Now is when meteorologists and emergency management officials meet in Miami at the National Hurricane Center to go over what might be on the horizon. Zatkowski says that's all on hold until the shutdown ends. Routine equipment maintenance is also delayed, which means the longer this drags on, the more problems that could arise. Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio.